Howard, how are you?
Doing pretty well. How about you?
Excellent. There's a lot of different rumors flying over about the Rams, from offensive lineman to wide receiver. What's, I guess, number one is the most quarterback. What's the most glaring weakness right now for the Rams?
I don't know that they really have a glaring weakness. But they certainly have needs and holes that they want to fill, whether it's with potential starters or with depth. And, you know, I think that certainly on the offensive line, with questions about Jake Long coming back from a torn ACL, and so tackle, I think, is one thing that they'll be looking at. The secondary on defense is an area that that they need to add to, perhaps getting a starter at safety. Depth there, depth at cornerback, wide receiver maybe, although they are hoping that a lot of the guys they already have will just continue to improve and get better. You know, maybe some depth at defensive tackle, but, you know, this is a roster that has a lot of young guys that has been built up in the last couple of years. And so when I look at it, quite frankly, and say, like I said, there's not this huge need that you say they absolutely have to get this, but there are obviously places, as I mentioned, that you're looking for, you know, potential possible starters and also a lot of depth.
Who do you feel then would be the right choice for the Rams?
Well, I think there's several of them. That's what makes this draft intriguing. And, you know, the Rams in their pre-draft press conference today, which all teams have them, and very little is said, because obviously teams aren't going to give away any secrets or give away what they're doing. But they even acknowledge that they have 6 to 8 players that they've identified as guys that they would be happy with if they had to make a pick at number 2. And obviously after Houston picks one, you have to figure it's probably 5 to 7 players. But I think they're a candidate to trade down, especially if there's 5 or 7 guys that they really like, and they're probably going to get one of them if they trade down a few places, if they can get a guy or get a team that would be willing to move up. Now, if they can't make a trade, then I think the most likely thing is that they would probably take an offensive tackle like Jake Matthews of Texas A&M. I think there's a possibility that if number one overall is not Jadeveon Clowney, that the Rams could take him and add him to the rotation at defensive end, even though it's not a great need of theirs. It would certainly make their pass rush even better. And so I think that that's a possibility. But I think it's wide open. I think it really is. And I think that's what's indicative about this draft, is it's a deep draft overall, and it's a deep draft at the top where there's a lot of really good players that there isn't that much difference between, except for the positions that they play.
Howard Balzer joins us from the Sports Exchange. Howard, you know, Greg Robinson, a lot of people think maybe, because Jake Long is at left tackle, they've got Barksdale at right, they've got Roger Saffold all in the fold. But, is there a chance they're looking at getting out of Long's deal in your mind?
Well, not this year,
yeah,
because they've got a bunch of guaranteed money on it. But after this year, there's no guaranteed money left. And I think this coming season will tell the tale of Jake Long, because, you know, he did tear his ACL last year, so there's questions, A, when he's going to be back and healthy. He had injuries the previous 2 years that cost him some games, and so you begin to wonder, is he starting to break down and just getting more and more injuries? So I think what happens with him this year will, like I said, decide whether he's with the team beyond 2014. But I think that's why they're looking at a potential tackle, because of that scenario. Barksdale's played, you know, pretty solidly for them. Sometimes you just don't know what the team really thinks of a guy. You know, he's coming up on, you know, free agency down the road. And so there's a lot of different ways you could go with it. And it wouldn't be out of the question that if they drafted a Jake Matthews or a Greg Robinson, like you mentioned, that player could begin as a guard and then at some point move to tackle.
Yeah.
The Baltimore Ravens did that many years ago when they drafted Jonathan Ogden. And they play, a lot of people forget, he played guard to start his career and then, of course, slid out to tackle and became a Hall of Famer.
Looking at the Rams, they've not only got the second pick, they also have the 13th overall pick. Do you see them making any sort of trade with that second pick? Or do they look at this and say, man, this is a glorious opportunity to really get two impact players right away and hopefully turn our team around quicker?
Well, even if they trade down, you still feel you're going to get an impact player. And so that's why I think, you know, trades are definitely in the offing. I mean, last year the Rams had two first-round picks also and traded them both. You know, they traded up at 16 to get up to 8 and get Tavon Austin. Then they traded down. I believe they were 22 or 23, something like that. And they traded down to 30 and got the linebacker Alec Ogletree. So they have moved around a lot on draft day in recent years. So I think that there's definitely a possibility for that. They also have 12 picks in the draft. Now, three of them can't be traded because they were compensatory choices.
Yeah.
But if you can trade down, then you can pick up some extra choices and then use some of those extra ones to then move up maybe in a later round, like the third or the fourth. If there's a guy that you really want, make sure you get, well, you start trading some of those extra picks, because very rarely are you going to have 12 draft picks come in and make your football team as rookies. So I think we're going to see a lot of action from the Rams, not only in the first round, but in subsequent rounds as well.
We appreciate the rundown, Howard. Quickly, if you're having fun, prediction, who do you think they're going to take at number two?
I would say if they stay at number two, my prediction is it's going to be Jake Matthews.
Jake Matthews, okay. Well, he's out of Texas A&M. He and Man Robinson are clearly the two highest-rated tackles in the draft, so probably can't go wrong with either one.
Yeah, and I think, you know, with the blood, you know, Robinson is a guy that's going to need a bunch of work pass blocking, and so that's a question with him. He just hasn't done it very much in college, whereas Matthews has done both. And let's remember, his father, Bruce, is a Hall of Famer, mm-hmm. Hall of Fame offensive lineman who played under and coached under Jeff Fisher and also played 19 years in the NFL. So, and that's a family of Matthews guys that even going up to his grandfather that have played in the league, and they've all played a long time. So that's one thing you really like to look forward to potentially, is that longevity for a guy when you bring him in.